From Tidbits on January 27th, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. Atom Inks discusses the Mac's 30th anniversary on the Tech Night Owl Live. The Mac's 30th anniversary occupies the bulk of this discussion between Atom Inks and Tech Night Owl host Gene Steinberg, but they also talk about topics like the inadvertent release of new Mac Mini specs by an Apple reseller and the ongoing conflict between Apple and the court over the external monitor in the ebook price fixing case. More about what iOS means to developers and you. Listen in on a fun conversation between Tidbits contributing editor Matt Newberg and Mac Voices host Chuck Joyner about Matt's iOS 7 programming books, The State of iOS 7 for Users and Developers, and the importance of programming in education. LogMeIn dropping free service. After 10 years, LogMeIn is dropping the free tier of its remote access service. Users will have 7 days after their next login to convert to a LogMeIn Pro account, which starts at $99 per year. The change also affects purchasers of the LogMeIn Ignition apps for iOS and Android, which cost up to $149.99 and have been replaced by free apps. The company promises significant discounts and generous terms to ease the transition. LogMeIn's other products, including Join.me and Cubby, are unaffected by this change. Mechanical keyboards explained. For many writers and gamers, nothing beats an old-fashioned clicky keyboard. But the keyboard's feel depends on what sort of mechanical switches are used in the keys, and there are a number of different types. Even the vaunted Cherry MX switches come in several different color-coded varieties. Alex Koslova, writing for PC World, explains the differences in available switches, including required actuation force, noise, and multitasking performance. If you've been considering a mechanical keyboard, be sure to read this first. Backblaze ranks hard drive vendor reliability. Online backup company Backblaze has produced another report on hard drive reliability, this time looking at specific vendors and models. Overall, drives from Hitachi came out on top with a 96.9% survival rate after 36 months. Second was Western Digital, whose drives had a quick initial die-off but then stabilized with an overall 94.8% survival rate. In a distant third place was Seagate with a 73.5% survival rate. In spite of that, Backblaze is now buying mostly 4TB Seagate drives due to the low cost and steady performance. The company also likes the Western Digital 3TB RED drives. Movie Theater calls FBI to detain Google Glass user. It's a Rorschach trifecta for today's technology world. An Ohio network engineer wore his Google Glass in a movie because he has prescription lenses in them. An hour into the movie, he was pulled from his seat by the FBI at the behest of the Movie Association and questioned for over 3 hours. Once the agents downloaded and viewed the contents of the glass, they agreed he had done nothing wrong, after which the MPAA guy gave him a pat on the head and 4 free movie passes. For self-awareness points, figure out what bothers you the most about this story: the heavy-handed FBI behavior, the response to potential movie piracy by the MPAA, or the wearing of Google Glass. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, and Aspire Media. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and your iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.